Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
It's a beautiful Saturday, snowy day in Boston, Massachusetts. But I'm excited this afternoon because I have Miss Asia Nicole as my phenomenal guest this afternoon. She is the founder and creative consultant of AN & Company. Now, this is a consulting collaborative specializing in photography, content, marketing, and business branding. A&N Company believes that by providing quality services and encouraging a network of support, clients will be able to identify their passion, tap into their potential, and unlock their power. How you doing there, Asia?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on this snowy afternoon in Boston.
Well, you're going to be the highlight of our afternoon. I'm so excited to have you as a guest on our show today.
Thank you. I'm equally as excited to also be here and speak with you.
So we're going to just start with asking you a little bit about yourself. Can you just tell our listening audience a little bit about you before we talk about your business?
Sure. My name is, as Valerie had mentioned, my name is Asia Nicole Stupart, and I am the founder of AN & Co. I born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm 23 years old. I'm really passionate about being able to inspire, encourage, and empower not only individuals, but as well as friends, families, small brands, whoever, you know, it may be. I'm definitely passionate about doing that, about encouraging them. And when I'm not working on my business full-time, I am a social media coordinator, and I handle content for a Boston-based nonprofit. So that's a little bit about me. Hopefully, you know, that answers kind of a little bit of your question.
Yes, it does, and thank you. So can you tell us how long you've been in business and what motivated you to start A&N Company?
Sure. So I started thinking about my business maybe a little bit in 2017. That was the year that I graduated from college. And I've always been passionate about photography and writing and content creation and just creative assets. I've always been curious about those things, and I was able to kind of think about how I can turn something I'm really passionate about and turn that into a business where I'm able to help other people, you know, realize their potential or realize their purpose or their passion and really offer these quality services in a way that puts God first, but also I'm able to put my talents and gifts on display. So I officially started getting all the paperwork and everything in order, March of 2017. And it's been a definitely roller coaster ride, to say the least, but it's been a blessing along the way.
Great. Now, I noticed that there are three things that you highlight that you specialize in. And can you tell us a little bit about the first one, which is photography?
Yes. So photography, I believe that a great image can make up great content. Like, if you don't have a stunning image or a captivating image to go with your copy, it may not attract as many people or may not make that impact that you hope for. So by offering photography, I offer photography freelance. I kind of started that a couple of years ago. And then I noticed that whenever I would take pictures of people, it was such an enjoyable process because I was able to learn more about myself and learn more about the person in front of the camera. And just to be able to build that story through visuals, I felt like was such a key moment for myself because I like to take pictures. But when you're able to really get to the heart of the subject and who you photograph, whether it's a picture of a person or a baby or a flower or whatever it might be, there's so much beauty in that. And that's something that I really wanted to offer. And then aside from just doing pictures of, let's say, people, I think an aspect is taking pictures of products, because you may be a product-based business who needs pictures of, you know, whether you sell shoes or whether you sell lotion. I think you want to be able to convey that same message through your photography. Another service that I offer is content marketing. And I think of content marketing as something that is super important and in every kind of business, whether you're big or you're small. So this could be, you know, your company mission. This could be blog posts. This could be email copy. This could be web copy. Whatever it is, the content marketing piece is the blueprint of the work that we do and the services that we want to deliver upon for our clients. And, you know, sometimes it can be challenging for someone to know exactly what they want to be created and what they wanted to say. So I view myself as the pen and be able to work with people and clients who may need that extra layer of push to communicate their ideas effectively. And then in terms of business branding, that's actually a service that I added pretty recently when friends would come to me asking me if I could help them create, you know, a logo, or they would explain to me their idea, and I would just go and start, you know, creating mock-ups to see how I could turn their idea into something. And that's kind of where I began with the business branding, because I believe that your brand is definitely your biggest asset. It's what people will remember you by and what they will remember you for. And with the business branding, services can include social media strategy, social media development, creating branding kits, creating logo design, and just thinking about the logo before actually going into implementation, and also just thinking about the identity of the brand that you either have or want to create. So that those are kind of the main services, but they're broken down into subsets of offerings that we kind of focus on.
You know, I want to thank you for explaining those three exclusive services that are available with your company, because a lot of times we may focus on one of those aspects and not the total picture. And as you were explaining the services that you provide, I could see the imaging of the photography as well as the content marketing and how that's strategic to your business. And I noticed that you mentioned that the in content marketing that you have is consistent with three goals, like to attract and retain a clear and defined audience, and two would be drive profitable customer action, and three will help your customer know your story. And as a person talks about the business that they their business, they may not have the photography, the content marketing, and the business branding. So I could see it being a complete visual package, so that your potential customer or clients could actually get a full description of what your business is like.
Awesome. And I completely, you know, agree with what you said, and that's kind of the direction and the goal that I have for the business, is because I know how overwhelming it can be when you are a creative or you are a entrepreneur who has this idea, and you may not be able to find the person or the team to really help you establish that idea and really build upon that idea that you have. And I really want the business to be something where, you know, creatives can come and we can work with them to just put that idea into fruition. And 'cause I know how difficult it can be on the journey to being an entrepreneur and being a creative and all that great stuff. But I wanted this to be a blueprint to that visual roadmap.
Thank you so much. You know, one of the things I wanted to focus on for a few minutes is actually social media, because I know for myself, prior to a couple of years ago, and my social media knowledge is very limited. So I know that there are people like myself who are interested in social media, but there's that fear that I don't know enough about it and how to use that to spread my message and to let people know about the services I provide.
Mm-hmm.
So can you focus a little bit on social media, that how you think that is important to an entrepreneur or someone who's thinking about sharing their vision with the people?
Definitely. I think social media is super important. I think it's something that has evolved from, you know, thinking back to early on to MySpace and other social channels that have now become frequented. I think it's social media is something that I think a lot of brands are using to reach their audience and tap into their target market or gain followers or increase their brand identity. So I think if someone wants to go on social media and wants to be on social media, one thing I would definitely recommend is just think about your audience. Your audience is someone who is the receiver of your information or your service or whatever you're offering. That's who you want to target. So if you think about your audience and you know who you're serving, your audience may not be on Facebook, it may not be on Twitter, or it may not be on Instagram. And that's okay, but I think because each platform is so different, you can work at thinking about how to best capture your audience on the platform that it's on. So whether it's Instagram, you may use visuals and captions and hashtags. Facebook may be a little bit different. Now they have you can go live, you could do Facebook stories, you could do a lot of things on Facebook. Twitter, you know, there's Twitter chats, there's Periscope, there's so many options on every platform. But I do believe that it's important for every entrepreneur to think about their audience and the kind of content that they want to serve. It's better, I believe, that quality is always going to be better than quantity. Because if you have, let's say, 10 things you want to post on social media, right? If you know that your audience is Facebook, and you know that you'll get the most engagement and call to action, and you'll get the most leverage on Facebook, it's probably better to leverage face trying to spread yourself too thin and trying to be on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, because that's a lot to manage for a brand of any size, right? So if you are doing something really well, do it really well with your whole heart, and think about the quantity of that platform. And then you think about, okay, I've done Facebook really well. Now I want to move on to Twitter. Okay, if you're on Twitter, you sign up, what kind of content are you going to put on Twitter? So first is your audience. Second is, I would say, the content. The content that you put on one channel might not fit the other channel. So you want to think about, okay, I know my audience. Now I want to think about, how can I frame this message in a way that not only my audience will understand, but it makes sense on the platform that I want it to go on. And then the third thing is just, I would say, be curious. The best thing you can do as a curious entrepreneur is look at your competitors. Look at the other platforms that they are on. And just because they're on, you know, every channel doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be on every channel. But I do believe that when you watch your competition, you are able to see not only what they're doing, but what they're doing well and what they're not doing. So if you see that they're not doing something well, or they're not doing anything in a particular market, that's an opportunity for you to tap into and really maximize everything that you want to do in that space. So I would say, again, like your audience and your content, and just being mindful of your competition and seeing what it is that they're doing. And lastly, I would say, it's important to be, social media is changing every day. And if you are going to be committed to being on social media, you have to be aware that it's a channel, it's a platform that's constantly changing. And how can you remain, or how can you maintain the changes as they come across your feed? How can you deal with the changes as they come across, you know, in front of you, you know? And I think it's okay to be on one channel and not be on the other one right away. But as long as you have a plan and a timeline, then that's okay. Because for myself, as an example, it can be challenging trying to work, do all these different things, and then remember that social media is there and that you want to connect to someone or an audience on, let's say, Instagram. But Instagram may not be the right channel for you right now. But I do think, again, if you have that plan and you look at, okay, my plan for year one is to use Facebook. Let me optimize everything that Facebook has. And once I do that well, year two, I want to seek out Twitter and do all these different things. And maybe think about YouTube and a variety of different ways that you can optimize social media. But again, it's definitely, I don't believe in it being a one size fits all sort of thing, but you have to do what's right for yourself as the entrepreneur and do what's right for your customers and who you are serving and your audience.
I thank you for that information, because what I've taken away from you speaking about that is that if you basically know your audience, everything that you're working on will be targeted toward them. And so you
right.
have your content, and it was helpful for you to talk about knowing your competition and looking at what they're doing and how you can improve what you're doing, or you gain knowledge from your competition. So you're not to fear your competition. You can embrace them and use that information to see what things you can provide in your business, what improvements you could make, and or sharing information about your competition is important. So I like also the fact that you're talking about it, how the importance of how to focus on one specific thing in social media at a time, Because I know for myself, when I got started on social media, I thought that I needed to know all the different
things.
And I was getting a little overwhelmed because I was trying to teach myself too many things, even to get on the YouTube platform and make videos and stuff. And so what I found is totally by mistake was that I just ended up on Facebook and stayed on Facebook long enough, like you say, to master that. And then once I mastered my Facebook, then I'm challenging myself to take the next steps. And I also heard you talk about the importance of staying in action and having a timeline so that you don't feel as an entrepreneur that you're just putting so much on your plate that you get overwhelmed and then you don't end up accomplishing the goals that you have in mind for yourself or your customers. So,
I think just to add really quickly, I think, you know, no one knows your business or no one knows your creative journey than you do. So what works for the next person may not work for you. And I think it's okay to say that to yourself and realize that it's okay if I'm not doing the same thing as the next person. I don't think we are put on this earth to be replicas of everyone. You know, I think it's important to stay true to the vision and also be aware that, you know, God will always supply every single need and every single opportunity before we even have to, you know, ask for it. And sometimes you have to learn to just stay put with where you are and stay in that lane and do that really well before you can move on to the next phase of this journey.
That's very good advice. I agree with you, and thank you for adding that on, because it is so important that we stay focused on what it is, what our vision is, and that if we do that, then we'll be able to provide the service to our customers more focused instead of just, you know, jumping around, touching a little bit on this and a little bit on that. And if you're sending a message of confusion, then you're never really letting your customer know exactly what your service is.
Correct.
So that's great. So would you like to just share with us how owning your own business has changed the trajectory of your life?
That's a very good and heavy question. But I think just thinking about, you know, from the point of deciding to start this business and start this plan, I would say that the biggest impact that this process has had on me is being able to embrace my fear and embrace this idea that, you know, no one's gonna want to work with my business. No one's gonna want to work with me. There's no need for it. There's no market for it. There's no audience for it. And I think I've learned over the course from March of 2017 to March of 2019 is how important it is to always remember the plan that God has for me and for anyone listening to this. And it's so easy to, you know, psych yourself out and listen to what other people are saying. But I believe that when you are really focused in business and you are focused in relationship with God, the two come together in a way that you may never expect. And it's okay. And it can produce so many blessings and so many great opportunities that you may not have been able to do on your own. And it's not to say that having a business is easy, especially not easy knowing that I also work full time. So having the time and the windspan to work full time and then come home and work on my business, it takes a lot of time and focus and willingness and the ability to just remember that the promise is always going to be better than the problems that you face in your business, but they will make you a better business owner and a better creative and a better entrepreneur as a whole.
Well, I am so excited to learn that in addition to you are having your own business, you also work a full-time job. So it, I know your daily workload, it, managing time is really important for you to be able to do both.
Correct.
Run your own business it, as well as work a full-time job. And you talk a lot about – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, as you were saying, I was thinking how important it is for you having the gift to manage your time and it, and the importance of staying focused.
Yes, it's super important, and I think another way that owning a business has changed the direction of my life is I'm always thinking about whatever I do, because I am serving others, I want to make sure that my life with Christ is in order and is I'm not away from his plan and not deviating from his will, but I'm really putting Christ in the center of everything that I do, whether it's a service that I offer or whether it's, you know, a meeting that I have with a client or whether it's just a phone call. I want to make sure that and whatever I do through my business, I'm, you know, utilizing my gifts and my talents in a way that not only pleases God above everything else, but I'm able to inspire and I'm able to encourage and I'm also able to really motivate people from all different walks of life. And I think when you have Christ at the center, I know that I wouldn't be here in a position to have my business if it were not for Christ. So when I have that in the back of my mind, it literally drives everything that I do and who I work with and what I produce and how I carry myself through business and the relationships that I want to build with clients.
I think that's very important to talk about how putting God first and then seeking the other things. And once you have God in your life and you can stay centered in it, it doesn't become about you, you know, and the things that
Correct.
You want to do. It becomes about serving others. And when you can provide a service like that, you will be blessed as well as the people that you provide this service to. So I commend you for keeping and having the faith and being willing to talk about that, because a lot of times people are not willing to talk about having God in their life and the importance of him being, you know, the importance of having God in your life so that you can achieve the goals and dreams that you have. So thank you for saying that. My next thing is, can you tell us, we have a couple of minutes now, can you tell us what's new and what's next with you, and also how we can get in contact with you?
Yes, definitely. So in terms of what's new, I am currently offering a sale through March 14th, and it's a new client sale where I'm offering a special on business branding services and as well as content marketing services. I usually aim to do commitments when I work with clients, but all of the business branding and marketing services, I'm offering a special on those. So if you are interested, definitely feel free to give me send me an email. I'd love to work with you. And then in terms of staying in contact, I can be reached. My email is byaco@gmail.com. And I'm also on Instagram at byanandco. And I can also give a phone number, 617-596-0963. My website
Great.
Is.
I'm sorry. Oh, I think
my website.
Get cut off. My second's running out. Can you repeat your number
okay.
again?
Yep, 617-596-0963.
Thank you, Asia, for being my guest today. This was
Thank
such
you
a phenomenal
so much.
Interview. And I will stay
Thank
in touch
so much.
With you. I just Thank you so much, too, okay? So
Thank
till
you.
We meet again, have a great day.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.